Hey, and welcome back to episode 13 of Tales from the Tomb.
I didn't know what episode this was.
The last time we talked to you guys was right before Hurricane Ida hit here.
Yeah.
1 year ago, pretty much.
Yep.
A little over a year ago.
And then we took a year off.
Yeah, we did. And it's been a wild year, I gotta be honest. We needed the time to take it off, and everything was pretty nuts. So we're finally back. We decided to come back for spooky season. It's been too long, and I've gotten a lot of messages from people saying that they missed the podcast. I really kind of wanted to start with ufology because a lot of stuff has happened within the last year, but it's too broad, and it took a lot of research. So I decided to start with something a little bit more simple, more befitting the Halloween season.
Yeah, and we're also trying to pare the show down a little bit.
Yeah, to like 30 minutes.
Or 30. Before we were doing like three stories, three songs. Now we're just kind of do maybe one main story and talk about some other things. Just kind of pare it down a little bit so it's not so long.
But we did miss you guys a whole lot. We've done a lot of fun stuff. We got some stuff that's upcoming soon that we're going to talk about a little bit, but we're not going to spend too much time doing that. I guess, let's see, there was something else that I wanted to cover too. And now it's gone, of course. But anyway, we're just happy to have you guys back. And like I said,
we basically haven't touched any of this equipment in a year.
No.
Which means we got to relearn it from this get-go. So audio things might be kind of weird. We're basically starting over.
Right. We're definitely starting over. Our studio is just finally put back together after over a year after the hurricane.
Yeah. It wasn't destroyed or anything. We just had other things to do.
Yeah. But this episode, my goal in 30 minutes is I want to hit on everything. I want to hit on the paranormal, UFOs, Halloween.
It ain't going to happen in 30 minutes.
Horror punk. Hey, don't challenge me because I have a story. I have a story that might cover absolutely everything coming later on that you don't even know about.
I don't know about any of it.
No, you don't. So today actually is the autumnal equinox. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's the fall. We're entering fall, which is the season of abundance.
What's fall?
Yeah, okay, so we're in New Orleans and we really don't have seasons. But normally everywhere else in the country, you guys probably have seasons.
Usually we know it's fall.
In the world.
We know it's fall here when you only have to cut the lawn once a week.
Right. That's about it. That's right. Well, anyway, the autumn equinox is when the sun crosses the celestial equator and day and night are nearly equal in length. It's turning points in the year for agricultural communities. And there's certain things that I read that you suggest that you're supposed to do for the autumnal equinox.
Oh, yeah. Rake up the leaves?
Well, we don't even really have any leaves to rake up. But you can have a harvest potluck.
That sounds fun.
You could have sunrise yoga.
I don't know about all that.
Okay. What about equinox reflection?
No.
We could reflect on the last year quickly, but
why?
Fall foraging.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, we foraged our deck today. We're pulling up a deck.
Yeah.
So we've been out in the hot sun all day, so don't expect anything.
Demolishing the deck.
As usual, don't expect any type of intelligence out of this podcast.
Right.
And gratitude campfire.
No.
Okay, so Sean,
I'm all about campfires, but you gotta give it a name like the Gratitude Campfire. It's a hippie cult, and I'm running.
We might talk about some of that too. You know, we have to have a little folk horror in here as well. But without further ado, I did want to talk about something we have coming up. We're going to be featured on Horror Punk's Not Dead comp. It's coming out on October 21st, and they're going to have like a bunch of different bands.
I hear two of them are going to be what we're playing tonight.
Yeah, we're going to play two tracks from bands that are going to be on the comp. Mm-hmm. And both of these bands are actually going to have exclusive tracks for the comp, as we are.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. We really like our friends over at Horror Punk's Not Dead a whole lot. They've been really supportive of Tomb of Nick Cage, and we just want to give a shout out and tell you guys how much we love you and how much we're looking forward to the comp.
Yeah, so get that comp if you want a brand new Tomb of Nick Cage song. Right now it's exclusive to them at the moment, so that's the only place you can get it now.
Right. It's also released by Europe's best horror punk podcast radio show, presented by Dan P and Finn Fiendish out of Wolverhampton, UK. So we're so thrilled and flattered to be included on this comp. We're going to have an exclusive track that we did with Death Ed, which you may know as some of the members of the Pests. So
Local people will know that. Yeah.
So we're really excited about that. So anyway, this first song that we have coming up is from a band called Pumpkin Guts. And I got to tell you, I love that name. I know, that's a good one. And it's perfect for the start off of the Halloween season. And this track is called Service for the Dead off their March 2022 release, Small Town Ghost Stories. Now, they're out of Pikeville, Kentucky.
Okay.
I've never been to Pikeville before, but I have family that comes from Paducah. I don't know if that's anywhere remotely close, but I'm going to map quest that.
Right.
And they are a band from within the haunted graveyards of Kentucky. They're heavily inspired by scary stories to tell in the dark and Halloween.
Okay.
So they're perfect for us.
Yeah.
So anyway, this band is going to be on the Horror Punks Not Dead compilation out of the UK. And without further ado, this is Pumpkin Guts with Service for the Dead.
Let's check this out.
Thank you.
Gothy and Dancy, I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too. That's right up our alley.
Yep.
Again, that was...
great guitar player on that lead guitar,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was Pumpkin Guts with Service for the Dead off of their March 22 release, Small Town Ghost Stories. And you can find that on Bandcamp.
Go to Bandcamp and buy their stuff.
Please.
Support these bands. That's just... You gotta do that.
Yep.
If you like it, then support it. And you'll get more.
Yep. Tell them Tales from the Tomb sent ya.
Sure.
But I think that this song segues perfectly into our first and kind of our only story of the night.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This one's kind
of
creepy.
Yeah, we're not doing UFOs or Sasquatch this time.
We will. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Yeah, we definitely need to catch up on ufology.
Yeah.
But we have a paranormal technological story for the night.
Yeah, it's current. It just recently happened.
Yeah, this recently happened. So, as everybody knows, Queen Elizabeth II just passed away, and there is a station called ITV, which was one of the many stations that did a full-time coverage of the funeral. And when this was happening on ITV in particular, on ITV, all of a sudden they had an interrupting broadcast from somewhere that nobody knows, but it's the nature of it that was so, yes, it was so chilling. So at approximately 2:55 p.m., ITV's live coverage of the funeral was interrupted by a whispered female voice.
Uh-oh.
And it's not just that it was a whispered female voice. It was the content of what they said.
Yeah.
That was so creepy.
Yeah.
This story, actually, I got this story from the Daily Grail. But the voice, which broke in, appeared to say that death is irreversible, and the fact that she's, and they don't know what the last word was. It might have been traveling or trapped. So either...
because someone was on the ball, like, I don't know what this is, we've got to turn it off.
Right. So I want to tell you guys what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the broadcaster speaking, and then you're going to hear a female voice that's whispered very, very creepily say that death is irreversible, and the fact that she's, and it's either trapped or traveling.
Okay.
And yeah, it's very spooky.
So trapped in death or traveling in death?
Yes, they don't really know where the voice came from, but we're going to get to that later on. But first, I want you guys to listen to it. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to play the full track, and you can hear the presenter
the interruption.
Yeah, well, you can hear the presenter stop. So whatever was going on, he must have heard it, and there's kind of like this awkward silence while he recovers himself and starts talking again. So the first time that we play this, you are going to hear a big gap.
Yeah.
And then the presenter is going to start talking again. So we're going to play that first for you guys right now.
There we go.
The death is irreversible, and the fact that she's trapped.
As you can see. Well, as you can see here in London, it is a lovely day. And as the hearse heads out into West London, Emily Morgan.
Okay, so you clearly heard that.
That was weird.
Yeah.
That would be really weird watching it live.
And as an aside, I do have to say that one of the big reasons why I got into horror punk and podcasting and all this, all the stuff that I do is because of Art Bell. And I used to listen to him on the way home from clubs in the 90s. And he, I got to tell you, the scariest shows he had were the ones that were EVPs.
Yeah, he was the master of all that stuff.
Oh, man, let me tell you. Sometimes I'd have to turn it off because it was so scary to me. So this in particular is super frightening to me. But I'm going to stop real quick. And I have isolated just... the whisper. So I'm going to play that again real quick for you guys.
Yeah, let's check that one out.
The death is irreversible, and the fact that she's trapped.
As you can see.
Now, there are... That's creepy, right?
Yeah.
And there's several different theories about what happened. And we'll go through all of them real quick. So, it scares the heck out of me.
Personally, I think it's a prankster.
Well, that's one of the theories.
Right.
But it looks there was also another presenter in the room named Emily Morgan. So he mentions her by name if you listen to the first clip.
Okay.
So they think that might have been a bleed over. Like she was, there was a pause after the interruption. Maybe she was about to start speaking and adding her own commentary. of course, you know, a lot of people say it's the spectral voice of Princess Diana.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right. Or that it was Sean's favorite theory is that it was a prankster.
Yeah, because it's pranks like that have happened before.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, it's happened on ITV before. Oh, okay. So this isn't even the first time that it's... Yeah, it has. On November 28th of 1977, ITV had another broadcast that they were doing, and it was on their regional broadcaster, Southern Television. It was a voice purporting to be a representative from the Galactic High Command.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now,
what is the Galactic High Command? Okay,
so this is where I go into a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So you know it's going to happen at least once an episode.
Sure.
So you wanted me to keep it to 30 minutes, and we're still going to try to do that, but I don't know if that's going to happen now. Because I had to click on Galactic High Command, because that sounded something right up my alley.
Right.
The intrusion in 1977 lasted long enough to interrupt the rest of the news bulletin.
Oh, wow.
So it went on for a while. Now, though no recordings exist of the interruption.
Master tapes are gone.
Yes, exactly.
Another dimension.
Right. A contemporary student of New Age philosophy and ufology named John Whitmore claimed that he had heard the complete recording.
Uh-huh.
And he was involved with the 9 Contactee Group.
The 9 what?
Right, so I had to click on that.
The number 9, what?
So the number 9 contactee group. Now, this is where it really... Contactee. Like,
oh, contactee. I thought you said contactee group. Like it was a tea group. They're all drinking tea and talking about the number 9, but whatever.
I mean, they might have drank tea. I don't know.
Well, they can't think
but,
of enough
to. But who are the 9, you ask? Well, I'm glad that you did, because I had to look this up. And this is where it really gets weird. Now, we're going way off story here, as we always
of
do.
Of course.
But there was a guy named Andrija Puhark. Now, I don't know. I'm probably butchering his name, because we do a lot of butchering and a lot of wrong information on this podcast.
We don't know what we're doing, and we don't know what we're talking about. But, I mean, if you like it, we'll just keep being, you know.
Well, in 1948, he was discharged from the Army for medical reasons. So he created something called the Round Table Foundation in Maine. So I don't know if...
Maine?
Yeah, in Maine. So... So the whole point was they were going to carry out psychic experiments. Now, keep in mind, this guy has left the government, and now he just created a group to...
The number 10?
No, to... I'm going to tell you about the number 9 in a second, and it was to, do psychic experiments, essentially.
Right.
And they had a lot of wealthy backers, so a lot of people put a lot of money behind this group.
Did backers get t-shirts?
Henry Wallace, who was the vice president under Franklin D. Roosevelt, he funded it. And another supporter was Ruth Forbes Young from the Forbes family. And also the heiress to the Astor dynasty.
Oh.
So a lot of these wealthy, influential people immediately backed this group. He was also a passionate advocate of the military use of psi. So, yeah.
Psyops.
and
Galactic Psyops.
He even presented to the Pentagon in 52.
Of course he did.
Yeah, and he was redrafted the next day. Right. So I told you I was going to hit on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this big event happened that changed the destiny of... let me see if I can get his name wrong again. Puhark?
Puric?
I don't know.
It's Puric tonight. He's not
going to
complain.
Well, unless
if he interrupts the broadcast and complains, then...
You never know.
We got to stop doing this.
Were working with an Indian channeler named Dr. D.G. Vinod. And in 1952, he said in a trance... that we are the 9 principles and forces. They believe that they had special abilities, and so that's how they became the 9.
Okay.
So going back to the original story...
3 is a big number. 9.
Going back to the original story, on ITV, this guy involved with the 9 said that he had heard the full interrupted broadcast. So that's really, really interesting. He was... let's see, what else? It's like... So, all right, so anyway, The exact nature of what he was doing, we really don't know. But he was at...
Because we're not psychic.
But we know that he was at the Army's research facility in both chemical and psychological warfare. And I know this is going to shock you, but at the time, it was involved with the CIA. And can you guess what... Use your powers of psychicness. And what project do you think he was involved in?
MK Ultra.
Yes, MK Ultra. They also did... They also had an extraterrestrial element. And they worked with someone who was in psychic... Supposedly in psychic contact with aliens.
I never heard Miss Cleo talk about any of this.
So as I promised tonight, we've got the paranormal, we've got ufology, we've got conspiracy theory, and... Oh, we don't have any Sasquatch tonight, nope, except for you. Sasquatch. We do have you.
We got one in the yard.
Right. So there was one person, and one of the biggest names involved, and we don't know if he really believed in any of it, but it was Gene Roddenberry.
Okay.
Yes?
I could see that. Whether he believes it or not, that's great.
Now, he was only involved from 1974 to 1975, so he wasn't involved very long. We don't know if he had any sort of really belief in it all, or he trusted them.
Doesn't matter. I mean, that's great source material, whether he believes it or not. So, well, I can see that.
So they it might have had some influence on Star Trek.
Sure, it did.
Deep Space Nine.
All right. Oh yeah.
And there was, I think, 9 members in command on the first series. Nine main members.
I
don't know. I'm gonna have you count that up later on because Sean's the Trekkie.
Yeah, but now you got me on the spot.
No, I know. Yeah. So, anyway, we don't know, but, you know, it may or may not, so we can't really say for sure if Roddenberry really took any stock in anything that the 9 was doing. But I just found that, like, you know, I went down a rabbit hole.
But you got to check it out and ask.
Right. Well, we can't ask Gene Roddenberry either.
No, but I mean, as Gene Roddenberry, he's got to, you know, he's got the means and the wherewithal to check it out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a really interesting project that they were dealing with ufology, you know, parapsychology, all that kind of stuff. So I just thought that was a really nice kind of like, addition to it, but I did have to check it out, and I found out all this really interesting information. And there is one more, broadcast intrusion that we want to talk about. Now, Sean's favorite.
Yeah. That's number 9 galactic space force ghost people. Whatever. That's cool. It's still not as cool as my favorite one.
Oh, yeah? You want to tell us about your favorite one?
The big one, Max Headroom.
Yeah.
On November 22nd in 87, apparently interrupted 2 broadcasts.
Yeah, he did. And it was somebody dressed as Max Headroom.
Yes. I knew about the sports guy, Dan Rohn, I think his name is. He was doing his sports thing about the Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. and he got interrupted by... All of a sudden, it was video interruption. It wasn't just audio, it was video.
Audio and video interruption.
They hijacked the video where, you know, a guy in a Max Headroom outfit, you know, clearly it looks like he's in a storage unit.
Yes.
Because the back is like that, you know, the metal wall with the ridges in it, and they're turning it to make it look like, you know, the VR version of Max Headroom, and he's just speaking gibberish.
Right.
And then it goes away, and the great thing about it is still no one to this day knows... Who did that?
No, and it also, but it, like you were mentioning before, it interrupted 2 different broadcasts.
Yeah.
The second broadcast that it interrupted was about 90 seconds during a PBS affiliate broadcast of Doctor Who.
Oh, wow.
And the episode was The Horror of Fang Rock.
Okay.
If anybody was curious about
Fang Rock, I like that. Fang Rock.
and the second video, and I, you know, I don't know if anybody's interested, but the second interruption, he mooned the camera.
Not only did he moon the camera, because I rewatched it earlier, he kind of pulled his pants down, and then someone else comes into the screen and is spanking him with, like, a ruler. So you can find it on YouTube. Check out the video. It's pretty weird and interesting. And like I said, to this day, nobody knows who did it or... They weren't able to trace it or anything.
Now, if you guys hear some interruption in the back of our podcast right now, besides the regular, probably static that you're going to hear from our system that we just put back together, we do live really close to the train tracks, mm-hmm. and there's a train going by right now.
See, I didn't even notice that we're not.
Yeah, talk about it.
We're just not even used to it.
So, but what kind of podcast we'd be if we didn't actually have a signal interruption right now. That's right. So that's our signal interruption.
Interrupted by the train.
Yeah. And so this, I got the information about the nine from the September 2011 article from New Dawn magazine, and then I got some information about Max Headroom from Wikipedia. So if you guys want to follow up on any of that,
and look up the video, it's on YouTube, the Max Headroom interruption video. It's weird, and I love weird.
Yeah, and so we're gonna play part of the audio because it does go on for a long time. Now this is the one that was the PBS interruption on Doctor Who, and he mentioned somebody named Chuck Swirsky in this, and you're gonna hear him mention him, and I had to look up who that was. But well,
I like in the video where he says catch the wave, but he's got a Pepsi can and he throws the Pepsi can.
Right, you're gonna. I think I put that on there too. Yeah, I think that is in the.
Yeah, this is just a little clip of it. But yeah, definitely. Right. And definitely go check it out.
Do you know
on
where? Do you know where
it.
The name Headroom comes from?
No.
So instead of like having a what do you call that? And where do you have where you have I have to like have a brain fart at least once. So you know how when you go under a bridge and it has a maximum height?
Yeah.
It says maximum height sign.
Maximum headroom.
Maximum headroom. Okay. So that's where the name Max Headroom comes from.
Speaking of Max Headroom, I hear he's coming back.
I hear he's coming back too.
And it's actually Matt Frewer is going to play him again. Not Matt Frewer. I'm sorry. That's the guy. But
yeah,
it's Matt Frewer. Had a brain fart myself.
Yeah, he portrays.
He's actually going to reprise his role, which is great because he's funny.
Yeah, Sean loves the whole Max Headroom thing and the whole Max Headroom lore.
Yeah, I loved it back in what, the 80s? I think it was late 80s or early 90s that was on. I'd love to see a revamped version of that.
Yeah, he debuted in April 1985 on Channel 4 in the British-made cyberpunk movie Max Headroom 20 Minutes into the Future. And Frewer portrayed him then. Right. So he's going to reprise his role, which is going to be really neat. Now, whether it's going to have any Coca-Cola tie-ins or not, we don't know.
Probably has to.
In a plot twist, they have Pepsi.
Maybe you'd be drinking a Big Shot.
From down here in New Orleans, we have a soda called Big Shot.
The soda down here, all the crazy fruit flavors.
Yeah.
Pineapple soda.
It's really good.
If you like super sweet.
Yeah, yeah, I like the pineapple flavor. Not my thing, but yeah. But anyway, we're going to play that Max Headroom clip right now, and you can hear him say, catch the wave. You can hear him talk about...
Yeah, this is just a little bit of the clip. We're not playing the whole clip, but...
Right, talk about Chuck Swirsky, which is the American-Canadian sports announcer, and he was the announcer for the Chicago Bulls.
Yep.
And they think that, you know...
Bears, I think, huh? Or Bulls?
No, it was the Bulls.
Bulls, okay.
And they
I don't know, I'm not a sports guy.
Me neither, but they had a... But that's, you know, it was out of the Chicago area, which makes sense. But anyway, here's that clip real quick.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
So that was kind of annoying.
Max Headroom. I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't find it annoying at all. I love the fact that they did that. They got in, they got out, and still to this day, no one knows who it is.
Yeah, that's the great mystery of it all, is nobody knows, has ever identified who did that. So that person is probably still out there laughing their butts off.
Yeah, I hope we never find out.
Yeah, me neither.
That's the beauty of that great prank.
So that's about it for us tonight.
Yeah.
We got one more song to play. And
of course.
This ties all the ufology, paranormal.
Because that's the main reason we're doing all this.
Conspiracy.
It's to kind of showcase bands maybe you didn't hear of.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little silliness or whatever, talk about stuff we like to talk about. But yeah, we want to push these bands that maybe you don't know and you should know. And if you like them, go buy their stuff.
And I think that this is a perfect way to wrap it up. This band I really like a lot too. And it's a band called The Siblings of Samhain. They're out of the UK, and this track is going to be off of their third album, Tales of Love and Death and the Macabre.
Okay.
It's going to be available for pre-order right now on Bandcamp. And but they've only got one track released off the album because it's not the album isn't available till October 1st.
That makes sense.
So maybe by the time this airs, you'll be able to go on and pick it up. But please do, please support the siblings of Sam Hain.
Sam Hain or Sam Wayne? I don't know.
Well, it could be the siblings of Samhain.
Yeah.
I don't know. However,
I guess that matters. It depends on who you ask.
Yep. Well, probably the band would be the good person to ask.
Yeah.
But they're also going to be on the Horror Punks Not Dead comp with
That's
us.
That's right. It's going to be a great comp.
Yep. I'm really excited about that. And it's got all, they've got all kinds of guests on it.
Uh-huh. Love that.
Yeah. Members of Zombine and the Skeletones, 5 Cent Freak Show, Blix Kid, and more members of those bands.
Very cool.
Yep. And that if you order their physical CD, you get an exclusive cover of Ghost Town by the Specials.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, I want to hear that.
And that's going to be unavailable to stream anywhere, so you have to get the physical product if you want that.
I love that.
But so far, this is the only track that's been released to the public. And, yeah. So it's called My Creature of the Night. And they're also going to have an exclusive track that's going to be available on the Horror Punk's Not Dead, and that is going to be released October 21st.
Yep.
So their album is going to be released the 1st, and then you can get the new track,
an exclusive track
coming out from Horror Punk's Not Dead, and that's going to be available October 21st.
Okay.
So let's listen to that.
Yeah, let's check this out.
Yeah. Siblings of Sam Hain, out of the UK, and it was My Creature in the Night.
In the Night.
I know.
Not of the Night.
I botched it.
In the Night.
In the Night. So you can get that now. Well, you get be able to get it October 1st, their full album.
That's a great tune. That's a drive, fast, sing-along tune right there.
Yeah, I can't wait. The whole album's going to be awesome.
On you a can dark get... road in the middle of the woods, you're blasting that, you're singing along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. So that's October 1st mm-hmm. on Bandcamp. You can get it there. Also support Pumpkin Guts. And yes. their album is out now.
Uh-huh.
And
Dancy Little Number, that one.
Yeah, and the album, the comp that we're going to be on from Horror Punk's Not Dead, that's going to be available October 21st.
Uh-huh.
And
you that's going to us and those two bands we
yeah,
just played.
Yeah, so pick that up also on Bandcamp and check out their podcast. They're always exposing people to new horror punk, horror rock, very supportive of the scene, and uh-huh. we love them to death. So I think that's it. What's the time counter?
Yeah, we're hitting up on 36. Wow.
We did pretty good.
You did high five.
Okay, that was a high five.
Yeah.
We didn't do it in 30 minutes. We did in 36. It's probably all that extra business I had enough. In there, but I felt like I had to talk about
that
it.
That works.
All right. Well, until next time, we're going to try to do this more regularly. We love you guys.
We're
going to
get on a
guys.
Schedule. We're hopefully doing this once a week.
We're going to hear from Gilbert. We're going to hear from Lily. You know, hopefully.
Yeah, we're gonna improve the quality of the sound and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
we're getting back into it.
We got a new mic on
just
order.
Threw some stuff together and said let's see what happens and get back into it.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.